right. You know, each and every month, we delve very closely as far as how the New York Statewide Senior Action Council, an organization dedicated to advocacy for the rights of seniors in this state, and here to discuss what's going on this month. What you need to know is, of course, Maria Alvarez does a wonderful job as senior director, and we welcome her to the airwaves. Maria, very important stuff, all regarding Medicare fraud, regarding April, and what we need to know regarding IDs and everything else. Give me a sense. Good morning, my dear.
Yes, good morning, Jay, and thank you for having me once again on your show. This month, we want to alert people that these scam artists, boy, they just think of everything.
Yeah, they're relentless.
What they're doing now is they're altering your caller ID on your phone. So, for example, let's say you think that you know your phone rings and it's your doctor's office calling. And you may pick up the phone and you're thinking you're speaking with your doctor's office, who may say something like, "Oh, we just wanted to make sure, you know, we're changing our system and we wanted to confirm your information." Well, that could actually be not true. That could be a scammer trying to call to get your information from you. Even if they seem that they like they do have their information, your information, and it's all correct, what they're looking for is your confirmation of that is true. So that's called spoofing. And what they have the ability to do is to change the number that it looks like they're calling from. So
yeah.
So no longer can you be confident that whoever is that when you look at your caller ID, somebody's calling you, that is where the number is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is going on now in a lot of different areas, but it's called, as Maria said, it is called spoofing, folks. They're spoofing your caller ID to appear as Medicare, Social Security, I don't know, doctor's office,
exactly.
Maybe. You got to be careful here, because they're looking for very, very important personal information here. They want to verify a person's info to steal your medical identity. That is the key here. You got to be on the lookout. Go ahead.
Right, and the important thing to know is that in the case of Medicare, Social Security, and the IRS, they would never call you. So if anybody calls you and says, "I'm calling you from Medicare," or "I'm calling you from the Social Security office," or from the IRS, hang up right away, immediately, because they are not that their practice is not to call you up. And in fact, somebody from those agencies would not call to verify your information because they already have it. And so it's important to know that if you see those offices are calling, they're not. And don't pick up the phone. Don't engage with them is the other thing. Many people say, "Oh, I just want to, you know," they get angry and they want to tell them off or they want to do something. No, it's not, because these people are trained. They're trained professionals at getting information out of you. Something as simple as saying yes, they could capture your saying yes, and then they could apply it to a lot of other things.
You see. Brilliantly said. Okay. You hear what Maria just said? That's why when you don't recognize something, okay, and listen, you have to educate your loved ones here, folks. You don't say hello. You don't say yes. Yes could be interpreted and recorded for other means. Okay. It's an excellent point. I've heard this a lot. It is scamming a lot of folks out of a lot of money. There have been horrific cases. That is an excellent point, Marie. That is happening out there. Good job. Go ahead.
Yes. And so those are things that we have to be aware of, especially now with so much artificial intelligence taking over, you know, services and things like that. It's important to be very, very mindful of who you engage with on the phone and what you say. The other thing is that you know, in the case of the doctor's office, let's say, or even your credit card company, sometimes they'll say, well, even if they leave in a message and they say, call us back at this number, don't ever call people back on the number that they're giving you over the phone. The best thing to do is to look at the back of your insurance card, or you know, or a statement that you know is official from that company, and call them back on that number. Because if you're using the number that somebody else is giving you, it might be a scam yeah. artist who's telling you to call them back. So,
and if yeah. So in other words, you're in other let me number. Jump in here. So in other words, Marie's yes. saying, don't. It's not set in stone, folks. The number that is on the phone that's calling, that's a scammer number. Hang up, dial, let's say, Medicare. Dial the corporate number, okay? It's a corporate number. And you give, you know, you that you can trust because it's Medicare, whatever it is. Those folks, you know, you have a discussion with. And if it doesn't add up, well, guess what? You have thwarted a possible scammeroo there. So very important stuff. Never say yes. Is this John Smith? Yes. No, don't say yes. Because that yes is recorded. But let's say, oh, can we charge your credit card? And they'll say, yes. Here it is. Yes, he said yes. Then you don't say anything. You don't recognize the number. Just let it go. Or you hang up. That's what you do.
Exactly. Or you don't pick it up in the first place.
Right.
Which is even better. Because then, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, my loved ones might call me and they need to hear from me. Well, the good thing is that they could leave you a message, and that way you control who you want to speak with. So if it's your daughter or your son, you can call them up. You know their number, you call them up, and you know it's them. But now, unfortunately, in these cases, we have people calling and representing to be, you know, who they're not, and it could be very dangerous for our medical and you know, identity. So it's just I just wanted to let everybody know that it's super important to guard all of your information, and also to check your statements, your medical statements, at the end of the month, because this way you'll know that nobody is charging things that you have not authorized them to do.
Yeah, very important to always review your statements. Look for any type of suspicious claims, folks. You know, such as supplies, maybe you didn't receive, services you didn't request, that type of thing. Be smart.
Exactly.
Be smart. And again, report a suspicious call, or if your personal information or Medicare number has been compromised, you can call the New York State Senior Medicare Patrol Helpline. Let's give you the number here, 1-800-333-4374. One more time, 1-800-333-4374, or go online and check it out, nyseenior.org, nyseenior.org. Good people over there, ready to help. Excellent job, Maria Alvarez, as far as what we need to know of the New York Statewide Senior Action Council. Keep up the great work, great information. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, Jay.
You got it. You too. We'll see you in May as we turn the page. We'll see you in May.
Bye-bye.
You got it. There you go. Important stuff.